Do you have someone named to make medical decisions for you if you are unable? Such a power of attorney for healthcare also needs to be supported by your advanced directives. That's according to Lauren Hirsch Nicholas, a health policy researcher at Johns Hopkins, whose recent study shows just how often unwanted and futile care is given to elders at the end of life.
Many more of them were at least naming a durable power of attorney, but these durable powers of attorney, who are the healthcare proxy decision makers, did not necessarily have information about what their loved one actually wanted. That can put the decision maker in a very difficult position. Having that burden is another thing that can lead people to say, we want aggressive care, just because it's difficult to say, we should give up now.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.